בכבוד.
With your permission. So, בעזרת השם, לשבת ספר בראשית.
In a way, the whole book almost has no mitzvot. The few mitzvot that the book has, says the Rambam, that even though Hashem tells Adam HaRishon, one mitzvah, Avraham Avinu, mitzvah, Yaakov Avinu, mitzvah. But those mitzvot really, says the Rambam, are not the ones that we keep because Hashem said it in Sefer Bereshit. All the mitzvot that we keep, even you find them before Hashem gave us the Torah, they really have the energy and the power of mitzvot only after Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us as a nation. Maybe part what went in Egypt, that Moshe told us in Egypt. But definitely, says Rambam, the mitzvot that we have in the Sefer Bereshit are not the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. Because as long as we did not become a nation, the mitzvot were given as individuals, really, to people. And after we got the Torah, we need a new command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, for example, even if you see this week's parasha, Hashem tells Adam HaRishon, the first mitzvah is poor who multiplies, says Rambam, so Adam HaRishon and his generations to come, but it's not an obligation for us as a nation. As a nation, when we got the Torah, then Moshe told us you have to keep those mitzvot, and those mitzvot are included, even though he doesn't mention the Torah anymore, it doesn't mean anything. So really, the whole book of Bereshit really is sounds like stories. Of course, we all do know the stories. We read it, we learn it in the school. But this is, of course, not Torah. If Hashem wants to write stories, so this is a side book, what we call Midrash. Other things, Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we say, told Moshe Rabbeinu, go write it. Go write Sefer Bereshit. Sounds like a history book. And really, the truth of the matter is, what's important to know these things? Most of the details we go through Sefer Bereshit are really not important. Doesn't matter. What difference does it make? Somebody's going to tell you about your great-grandfather 500 years ago, 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. It happened to him. He had to go through this. So Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shvatim, they had to go through. So they went through. Comes the Zohar and says, don't you think like this for a second. It has to shalom, the Torah is a story. And Hashem wrote it as a story. It's something very important to know about it. It's a message for us. What is really behind it? Of course, some explanation again. This is the way you read the Torah. You say, this is, you know, don't do this, don't do that. So. Sefer Bereshit, the way it says in the Gemara, the way it says in the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us the Torah, then he told Moshe Rabbeinu, please, go right now. From Sefer Bereshit, all the things that happened until, if we may say, Parashat Yitro, just in Sefer Shmot, write it. Ikach et Sefer HaBrit, says Torah, Parashat Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu took the book, it's called Sefer HaBrit, says the Gemara, Bereshit HaMatan Torah, says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, write. That means until that moment was no text exactly. And of course, it's hard to know if everybody knew what it does say in the Torah exactly, the history. Maybe some people knew the history. I didn't say necessarily they knew all the details. For example, Agadat Yitzchak, I don't know if everybody knew exactly what went on. The discussion between Yitzchak and Avraham before they went to the Akedah, and the whole discussion with Avraham and the angels and everything. You know it. What happened exactly in the Teva? If they knew exactly the measurement of the Teva, exactly what happened inside the Teva, outside the Teva, it came out of El Teva, the whole story that Hashem told Noah, not necessarily they know it. For example, the ages, what the Torah will tell you, the first 10 generations, and then the next 10 generations, how old was everybody when he got married, how old was everybody when he died. It's possible that, you know, people knew it, but not necessarily. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, and Am Yisrael says the Gemara, I said, Na'aseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, now, please, go right from the beginning of Sefer Bereshit, the whole book of Bereshit, the whole story is about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and then write Sefer Shmot, went down to Egypt, the whole thing, until Matan Torah, until Hashem gave us the Ten Commandments. The question is, what is really the reason that Hashem waited till then to tell Moshe, now you write it? Not only that, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu held the book. He wrote it, and he had like a scroll in his hand, and he read it. He said, Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim et haaretz. This is the Sefer Bereshit, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, just before Hashem gave us Ten Commandments. Of course, it makes sense. But again, the Machloket, the Gemara, the end of Moshe's life, if Moshe had to write the whole Torah from Bereshit to the end, as parts of paragraphs that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu through the journey, then he wrote every time something Hashem told him, and then he just combined it. But definitely it's not something so important to know that all of a sudden Hashem said to Moshe, now please write from the Bereshit and write all the details what happened with Adam and Chava and Gan Eden, with the snake, what happened, Cain in heaven, the Shvatim fighting, Yaakov goes to Lavan. I said, what difference does it make to you? What? If it makes a difference, so people should have known it before, but to write it as a Torah now, before Matan Torah, and Hashem told him, now you write it, now. Now, before, no. And Hashem told him, Beruach HaKodesh, of course. Hashem told everything Moshe in the prophecy. And Nevuah, Hashem tells him, listen, that's what happened, that's what Lavan was thinking in his heart, this is what Abraham had in his heart, what it, I mean, Hebel, Cain, Hebel, this is. You read it, you think it's a story. I says, if it's a story, again, it's not a place in the Torah. And if it's so important, how come now only Hashem tells it to Moshe Rabbeinu? What is really the reason that now before they said Na'aseh v'nishma, when they said Na'aseh v'nishma, Hashem says, okay, now you should write these things. The real question is Sefer Bereshit really, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you believe. If you don't believe, you read it, anybody can write it. It sounds like a story. So it says, you know, that's how the whole thing was black, darkness, and Hashem said it should be light. First day, second day, Hashem made a separation, Rakia, third day, Hashem revealed the dry land, told earth to produce grass and trees, Wednesday, the sun, the moon, Thursday, animals, Friday, mankind. What does it make? What do you get from it? What do you get from it? You know, Hashem made sun and the moon on Wednesday. So you made it. So, what did Hashem have for lunch? So, what does it give it to you that Hashem wanted you to know it? Hashem wanted you to know that on Sunday he did this, on Monday he did this, Friday he made mankind. What does it make to you? And the Torah goes on. Of course, we know the story. The snake came and convinced Chava to eat from the tree. And Adam Rishon, Hashem is punishing them. Sounds like a school. School. The teacher tells them, don't do this. If he does it, punishes them. What little bit does it make to you? Since Hashem has started in the Torah, then the Torah goes on. Lohan said, Cain and Hebel. Again, first two brothers have a fight, one kills the other. Okay, so, what do you learn from Zinana to kill? But Hashem was in the Torah, with details. That after Cain killed Hebel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Cain, and asks Cain, where is your brother? Of course it happened, but why you have to know this? For what Hashem wrote in the Torah? To tell you what? To put Cain down. To tell you that Cain is a murderer and Cain lies to Hashem. Then the Torah goes on. The stories that people don't behave, and then Hashem is going to bring them Mabul. Parshat Bereshit finished. Hashem is going to destroy the world. He says, Hashem destroy the world. Hashem didn't know what's going to happen. Hashem doesn't know. Hashem destroyed Noah. He says, you save Noah. Noah matzachem b'nei Hashem. Last pasuk this parasha. Hashem loves Noah. And if you go through Sefer Bereshit, every parasha has some kind of stories, but it says what is really behind it, for what you have to know it, what Hashem wrote it, and what's the proof that Hashem wants you to learn from it and say, okay, see, that will happen, see, that will happen. It comes the Gemara and says that like this. Before Hashem created mankind, this is a Friday morning, he asks the angels, should I create mankind or not? So the Gemara, just to show humbleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he discussed with lower authority. He teach us, says the Gemara, how to be humble, even though that you know everything. You still discuss and talk it over with somebody, even somebody is much lower than you. Says the Gemara, the angels have kind of opinions contradicting each other. Says the Gemara, there are certain angels that they're responsible for kindness, chesed. So Hashem asked this group, kindness, should I create a person? So Mr. the angels are responsible for kindness, say, yeah. Gomel chasadim. Usually people have a good heart, they'll do kindness, it's worth it. Please create them. And Hashem asked Emmet. A certain angel is responsible for truth. So Hashem asked Emmet, should I create mankind? And he said, no. Kulo sheker. Lies, left and right. Don't bother. As Hashem is a different group, it's called Tzedakah, Tzedakot. Should I create mankind? What do you think? So Tzedek said, yeah. Yeah. They can do Tzedakah. They can help other people. It's a good idea. And Hashem asked another group, it's called Shalom. The angel is responsible for peace. And they said, no. Kulok tata. Fighting, arguing with each other, better not. Says the Gemara, back and forth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discussed with them, and all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. He lies on the floor, and Hashem told them, here I am. Here, see, that's the product. Come, Chachamim, and tell us the following. No, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us the Torah, says the Gemara, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'Ar, בלב אחד כאיש אחד. The explanation again. You know? Hashem said to give us the Torah was a stop on our Sinai that everybody was united. So, same explanation again. When you read it, you know, that's what it means. Even Baruch Hashem, once in the history, we all were united, and then Hashem gave us the Torah. And the question is, and if we weren't united, so what? So what? So you're not united. Who said everybody has to agree on the same subject? The Gemara says the opposite. The faces of the people are different. The ideas what they have are different as well. I said, what does it make a difference to Hashem if we're all united? And then comes the Gemara, no, it's even further. If Am Yisrael would not have accepted the Torah, says the Gemara, Hashem would have destroyed the world. Sheneemar, Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim VaAretz, says the Gemara, Yom HaShishi HaShishi BeSivan. So the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah on Friday, on the sixth day, Vayechulu HaShamayim VaAretz, Hashem decided that everything is created perfect, Says the Gemara, you know what really Hashem aims? He aims to the sixth day of Sivan. This is the day we're going to get the Torah. Says the Gemara, Hashem said, if we get the Torah, fine. And if not, I'm going to destroy the world. This is why. So? Everybody is to accept the Torah. Don't accept the Torah. But if you accept the Torah, some people don't want to accept the Torah. Doesn't mean they have to be bad people. But they don't want to accept the Torah. Hashem said, if you don't accept the Torah on the sixth of Sivan, that's what I hinted to you on the first Friday. Yom HaShishi V'Echulu HaShemayim V'Aretz refers to Matan Torah, refers to accept the Torah. I said, if you don't accept the Torah. Hashem said, you know the whole secret of our life. And this is really the secret of Sefer Bereshit, and as well Sefer Shemot, and through the Torah, what you read. And with this happened, that happened, this happened. Is just to justify creation of a person. It's not, you know, that thing happened, and because this thing happened, he was punished. Something happened to him, and he did this, and he's not going to do this. This is just to comply with the creation of mankind. What those angels said, for example, that Hashem, please don't create mankind, kulo sheker. Gam Chafetz Chaim says, you know, Chafetz Chaim statement. Ruba meshakrim kula magzinim. Most of us lies. All of us exaggerate. Very, very strange. Very strange to see such a statement of Chafetz Chaim. All of us. Comes the Gemara and says, Rov Gamve Israel. Most of the thieves are Jewish people.
From Jewish people.
Why is it the Jewish people? Oh, he's so bad. He's so bad. Chafetz Chaim did not refer to the non-Jews. Refer to us. What it means, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the purpose of creation of mankind is Betzalmenu Kidmuntenu. And Hashem created mankind should be in the form of God, form of Hashem. What's the form of Hashem? Those are the four groups of angels that had these kind of opinions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wanted to create mankind to be something like you, should you produce that product? Chesed Amari Bane. Chesed said, the groups of angels responsible for kindness said, yeah, create him. Create him. He's going to do Chesed. What it means is you're going to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's good. Sheker Amar. Angels responsible for life said, don't create him. Kulo sheker. Kulo sheker. It means you have no right to exist. Not a punishment. Somebody lies, you get punished. No. It doesn't start from the punishment. It starts from the right to exist. If you lie, you have no right to exist. Because those angels, that don't talk to Baruch Hu. That if they lie, what do you create them for? Not that the angels interfere or give Baruch Hu an advice. If Rabbi gave the statement, he said, Rabbi said, let's produce a person, should be like us, like me, like us. He's a liar. The liar has no right to exist. Not because if you lie, you get a punishment. You lose the right to exist. He says, Shalom Amar, the angel that's responsible for peace. I said, don't create him. Kulok Tata, the fighting. Again, not because somebody does something, he deserves something. He said, Sarah Rogi Malchut. He said, Shashvatim, I wanted to kill Yosef. You read the story, Parashat Vayeshev. It says, you know, Torah writes you a story. And the Shvatim, they hate Yosef. So, what does it mean? No, it's not the scene that they hated Yosef. It means you have no right to exist. Torah says, Velechu Dabru Leshalom. They can't say hello to Yosef. So, what's the problem? They said, no, it's no problem. The problem is, if you don't say hello to somebody, that's the angel said, don't create him. Because you have to be in the form of Hashem. So what do you mean you don't say hello to somebody? What do you mean? I said, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, that's one of the Chachamim. I said, why did you live so long? I said, nobody ever said hello to me before I said hello to him. So, big deal. So, it's not hello. So that's a reason to live long life. It means like this. If you produce peace, if you say hello to everybody, then you fulfill the purpose of creation. Because that's what the angels told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you are going to manufacture a person who should be like you and the angels,
He has to be like in the angels. If Kulok Tatai fight all the time, here, look, Cain and Hebel. Torah tells you a story of Cain and Hebel. What do you think? So Cain fighting with Hebel. So, what does it mean? It means no peace. Oh, no peace. Hashem don't want to exist. And Hashem is going to punish Cain because he killed Hebel. You have no right to exist. The whole book of Sefer Bereshit and the beginning of Sefer Shemot, it's on this method. It's just to tell you, if you don't fulfill what Hashem had in mind when He creates you, then you have no right to exist. Hashem did not manufacture people because Hashem wants people. Hashem said, "Betzalvenu kedmoteni," you have to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, forget about it. Abraham Avinu, for example, Abraham Avinu is master of Am Yisrael. Says, "That was kindness." Says, "Okay, you read the parasha, Vayera, you know, Achnasat Orchim." You think you know this is Abraham Avinu? No, no. It's much deeper than that. It means that Abraham Avinu says the Gemara, "Ele toldot Hashemayim b'Abraham." Don't say Abraham, Ele b'Abraham. You read the second chapter of this parasha. Torah starts the story. It says, this is really the story of creation. Says the Gemara, what do you mean the story? So, you know, the Torah says, I hint about Abraham. So what Abraham has to do anything? The Torah talks about the creation, about Hashem made with the world. It says, no. Al tomar b'Ibaram, ela b'Abraham. The whole thing is Abraham. What's Abraham? It's because the first group, so they told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, create mankind. This is the group of angels responsible for kindness. Him, master of kindness, Abraham Avinu. Comes the Torah and he's going to tell you stories about Abraham Avinu, how kind he is, how kind he is. He says, it's not because Abraham was kind. This is because Abraham fulfilled so-called obligation of a person to be like a Kadosh Baruch. And this is the Gemara says, V'alachta b'drachav. And this is a special mitzvah, you have to go after a Kadosh Baruch. You have to do what he does. So again, Chachamim said, well, let's, you know, it's not Hashem. Hashem made you, should be like Hashem. It's much deeper than that. If you don't do, you have no right to exist. It's not, if you don't want to do kindness, if you don't want to help somebody, it's not you do a sin, but you lost the right to be here. That's what the angels told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah is going to paint. Then the personality of the people. Yaakov Avinu Ish HaEmet, Ten Emet LeYaakov. Avinu was honest. Truth. So, big deal. So, what are you trying to say? The Avinu did not lie. Ten Emet LeYaakov. So, no, Chachamim said, no, that doesn't mean that. What it means is he fulfilled what the angel said, Kulo Sheker. That the person lies, says Chafetz Chaim, most of us lies. Torah says, the Gemara says, Yaakov Bechir Ha'avot. It says, because Sheker Amar Lo Yibare. It says, the first group of angels that told Hashem, don't create a person, they said, he's going to lie. He says, now, comes the Gemara, comes the Torah, and says, look, Ha Yaakov Avinu. How honest he is. It says, even the thing that he should have done to his father-in-law, then you read a story about Lavan, about this, and this thing that's the halacha. If somebody lies to you so many times, you're allowed to lie back to him, you're allowed to steal from him, you're allowed to take from him, said the Chafetz Chaim Sofer. Says, somebody, you know, somebody stole from you something, and you know, if you go to court, it's going to take years, and then the lawyers will take all the money. At the end, the guy is going to file bankruptcy, and he's not going to have anything. The halacha is, you go in the middle of the night, you take something from him, and finish. That's the halacha. But you have to know 100% that you're right. The first time. Second time you did business with him and he did, he's not allowed to do it anymore. Who asked you to make business with him? So here the Torah will tell you the story about Plava and changing Rachel into Leah and lies to him. Aseret Monim 100 times, he lied to him. Yaakov comes, Laban chases him. Yaakov said, look, see if you can find even a needle that I took away from you. What does it mean? For what Hashem tells you this? Not because to tell you that Yaakov was an honest man. The Torah tells you this to know that you should know that this is the role model where those angels said nobody will be like him. There's no such thing, Kulo Sheker. The whole thing about a person is a liar. So Yaakov fought to show how honest he is. As well, from his point of view, he sent angels to Esav, he wants to make peace with Esav. The Torah tells you about Yaakov, he's going to meet Esav, he's going to send angels to Esav. I said, what's the purpose? Because Shalom said, Ali Bare. Because the group of angels that said, Hashem is a peacemaker,
People always fight. Kulok Tatar. I said, he will show you no. Yaakov Avinu wants to have peace. And he will show you Yosef wants to have peace. I said, even whatever the brother did to him, didn't say hello to him. They come to Egypt, the Torah will say, Yosef will support them, gave them food, didn't put them in jail, didn't do anything to them. It's just to show us what is our obligation of creation. That's what Hashem said. When Am Yisrael said Naaseh B'Nishma, says the Gemara, we all said together Naaseh B'Nishma. You need to imagine millions of people standing. And Moshe said, okay, Hashem told me to come and talk to you. And Am Yisrael, all of them together said Naaseh B'Nishma. You know what it means? It means there's no fight. It means we'll do everything together. I'll do everything together. Or you fulfill the obligation. And Hashem said, you know what? This is really what I meant, the Torah. That's really what I meant on the first Friday. Now I said on the first Friday, let's create mankind. So the Gemara, no, Hashem means then. Then means 2,000 years later, when Hashem is going to give us the Torah, and says, we're all going to be one unit. What does this mean? We're not going to fight. It means this is what I meant when I created you. Because Shalom amar lo yibare. Shalom said, don't create. They're always going to fight. Here you see, we're not fighting. It means, at that moment, we really got to the point of creation. As the Gemara says, Shamdu avotin al Sinai paskazo matan, says the Gemara, that after the snake touched Chava, we got some dirt in the system. Zohama. Says the Gemara, when we stood on our Sinai, I says that thing vaporized out of our system. I says, what happened? Because the people say Naaseh V'Nishma, so big deal Naaseh V'Nishma. The Gemara says, you know what, Naaseh V'Nishma is something, a language that angels use. Said Dvaro Lishma B'Kol Dvaro. Again, Rami said, what does it mean? And I said, you know, they all said Naaseh V'Nishma. He says, like angel also, he doesn't ask a question, he says Naaseh V'Nishma. It's much deeper than that. So angels don't fight. Angels don't lie. He says, that's what Hashem told the angels. I would like to manufacture, to make a person who should be like you and like me. And that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down and spoke to the angels and said, listen, I want to create a person. But that person has to be like me. So again, if somebody fights with somebody, somebody lies with somebody, it's not the sin that he fought with somebody or he killed somebody. It means you're not like Hashem. You're not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so there's no way to exist. Here comes the Torah and says, punish this guy, punish that guy, do this. It's not a punishment. It means you have no right to exist. And that's really the whole story of Sefer Bereshit. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Am Yisrael said, Naaseh V'Nishma, says the Gemara, then Hashem told Moshe, they got it now. Now please, go right from the beginning of Sefer Bereshit till today. Because now you understand the book. Without it, you think the book is a story. It's not a story. This is an obligation. Sefer Bereshit is an obligation for us how to behave in order for us to have the right to exist. Now, if we don't behave, we don't have the right to exist. The minute we said Naaseh V'Nishma, the Gemara said, we all were united. Also, you have no machloket with you. You have peace. It says, those angels that said, don't create mankind, now will agree. It says, Am Yisrael, look at them. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, when Adam Rishon was created, the angels asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, who is this? Hashem said, no, this guy is a thief. You read the Torah, Hashem tells the stories, you know, the snake convinced Chava, and so she ate from the tree. So, there's an explanation, you read the Torah, that's the way we were taught. This is Hashem said don't, and they did. So, big deal, so, no, you don't understand. Hashem said, you know, if you eat it, you eat from it, you're going to die. Why I'm going to die? So why Hashem is threatening mankind? He says, if you're not going to listen to me, you're going to die. I'm going to die. Because Hashem said it. Why did Hashem say that? So it's not to die. It means you have no right to exist. That's what it means. I said, I created you that you should be honest. I created you that you should be like me. Now if you don't listen to me, what it means is that you lie to me. Here comes the Torah and Torah says that Adam Rishon, you know, first of all, he has a fight with his wife, Shalom Bayit destroyed. He said, Hashem asked him, did you eat? He said, my wife gave it to me. What is it? Tata. Already Shalom Bayit destroyed. Are you blaming your wife? finished. I said, besides this, you're a liar. What do you mean you're a liar? You're a thief. A liar is a thief. A thief is a liar. Hashem told you don't eat from the tree. You ate from the tree. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, Hashem told the angels, he's a thief. So what is a thief? It means he lost the right to exist. That's Hashem told the Moshe. If you can eat from it, it means you're stealing it. You're stealing it, it means that's the group of angels said. Kulo sheker. The whole thing about him is a lie. And that's how the Torah is going to go through. As the Torah will tell you, for example, Cain killed Hevel. Comes a Kadosh Baruch Hu and asks Cain, where is your brother? He says, I don't know. What does Hashem is writing in the Torah? Says, to tell you is a liar. The man is a liar. But it's a Kain b'fnei Hashem. Comes the Gemara after this, after Cain argues with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gonev data elyona, says the Gemara. He walks away and says, ah, I won a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see, I got the right to exist. So again, he's like stealing mind from himself, a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gonev data elyona. Says Dora Mabul, says the Gemara, says the Gemara, Mishakrim, liars, thieves, stealing from each other, Kimal Aretz, Hamas Mipneim, Parashat Noach, he didn't tell you stories about Dora Mabul, big deal. So, what is told? Says the Gemara, no, they really didn't steal. They went to the market, and each one used to taste the food that was on the stand, and you know, at the end of the day, the guy lost all his food, because everybody just tasted it. So, it's a shame to destroy the world. It's not destroying the world. As you have no right to exist. It says, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the parasha. It says, you know what? Nichamti ki asitim. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm sorry. Sorry what? I'm sorry I didn't listen to the angels, says the Gemara. And Hashem talks to himself and says, I'm sorry I didn't listen to the angels. Don't create mankind. But this Hashem is writing in the Torah that he's sorry that he didn't listen to the angels. It means, again, Hashem created us in his form. So a person is to be careful, says the Chafetz Chaim, don't say one word, it's not 100%. He says, that's the Gemara, says the Gemara of Moshe Rabbeinu Yosef HaShemot, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Bachatzot alani b'b'toch Mitzrayim." I'm going to go midnight in Egypt, and Moshe goes to Paro and says, "Kachatzot," around midnight. Says the Gemara, Hashem told you to say on midnight. Why do you say around midnight? Says the Gemara, because Moshe did not want the people, maybe they make a mistake about time in Egypt, and they said, Moshe is a liar. Big deal, Moshe is a liar. So, they say Moshe is a liar. He says, you can't, if you're the leader of Am Israel, you cannot lie. You can say something not 100%. He says, why? It's not because you're the head. Because if you were chosen, you, Moshe, I mean, you were chosen to be the Mashiach, to take Am Israel out, you have to be something like Birach Moshe Isha Elohim. Says the Gemara, Moshe has to be like a person that he represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you lie, you can represent a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As if Moshe himself, and Hashem tells him something. So the same thing Gemara says, a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go fight Sichon and Og. So Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah, Vayishlach Malachim Eibak Demot El Sichon. And it says, they send angels, the messengers, Eibak Demot. He says, he wants to make peace with him. Please, Sichon, I don't want to fight with you. I said, what story? Read the story. What? Moshe, Hashem tells him, go, and he said, no, I want to make peace with him. What's behind it? I said, because you have, Oseh Shalom Bimkomav, who Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, you have to create peace. You have to fulfill your obligation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be like him. So even though Hashem told Moshe, go fight Sichon, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I learn from you. What I learn from you? Because you make peace all the time. I want to make peace all the time. So the whole Torah, when you read the stories in the Torah, says the Zohar is not a story. It's a message. It's a guidance. What you have to do in order to stay over here. And that's really, if you look through the Chumash, and mainly Sefer Bereshit, that's after we got united once, Hashem told Moshe, listen, go write it in the Torah. Sefer HaBrit, Moshe Torah says, now I'm going to read for you. Now you fulfill your obligation. Now you're pure, now you're clear. And it's the story about Yosef and Eshet Potiphar, the lady, the way Yosef behaved, because the Zohar says it's called you an honest person. Lo mishaker babrit. I said, listen, the lady is a married lady, what business do you have to talk to her? She said, now what business do you have to look at her? So the Gemara said, why are you talking to a married lady? I said, listen, Yosef, listen, this is Yosef. I said, Yosef looked like Adam HaRishon, like mankind. I said, this is the produce. This is the creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. I said, he's an honest person. The Gemara says, לפני מלאכים התייצב, the Gemara says that Yosef was very, very honest. Just quick. He did exactly what he had to do. Didn't waste a moment while he was serving his master. He says, you have to be honest with your time. You know, punch a card. He says, talking, doing things on somebody else's account. I says, Yosef was an honest person. הייתי ביום החלני חורה בקרב הלילה. תורה מתחילה לי, יעקב אבינו, was walking for Laban, didn't waste a moment. לא שכחת כמה דובר לבן, זה גמרא, will tell you, יעקב, you know, came back from Laban, he remembers everything we learned in Yeshiva when he was 63 years old, before he went to Laban's house. So, he went to Yeshiva 14 years, at 77 he arrived to Laban's house, and then he came back, after 20 years, the Gemara says, he still remembers the Torah, what do you mean? He says, he didn't have time to learn. What did he do? So he was walking for Laban. He says, the Gemara has a story, that people came to visit Chachamim, and said, hello, the guy said, listen, I can't even talk to you, I'm working for somebody now. I mean, the telephone. I said, working for somebody, talking and doing the telephones and this. They can't even say hello. The Gemara said, you don't even finish Birkat Hamazon. The Gemara said, the last paragraph of Birkat Hamazon, don't even say. Adirenu, Borenu, don't say. Because you're working for somebody. But the guy is doing Kavanot Ariel and Birkat Hamazon. I said, you're working for somebody. You're stealing his time. I says, this is not because you steal and because the angel said, don't create this man. So it's not a punishment, it's just losing the right to exist. That's what Sefer Bereshit is all about, is to give us a guidance to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind when He created us. That's what the Gemara says. When the angels were arguing, should Hashem create us? Should not Hashem create us? Hashem created us already. And then what? What do you think? So the angels were wrong. He says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to prove to the angels that a person could reach that level. Even though on the surface it looks like the man is a thief, the man is a liar, the man fights, it's not true. I said, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, Kamocha Zekar Gadol BaTorah. People take it for granted. Rabbi Akiva said, you know what? You have to love your friend the way you love yourself. I said, the man. And if not, so? What do you want from me? It means, no, it's not, you don't understand. Rabbi Akiva said, Zekar Gadol BaTorah. He says, you should know that what it is that you have to reach in order to have the right to exist. I said, it's not, you know, that you have a mitzvah. After HaKamocha, it's a mitzvah. Said, this is the mitzvah of Rabbi Akiva. No, you don't understand. This is not a mitzvah. This is right to exist. It's much higher than the mitzvah. So the whole Torah that we have, says the Zohar, is not the mitzvot. So the Torah that Hashem gave us is only to purify our habits to be able to reach the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. It's not the mitzvot. Do this mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you think? Hashem cares. You eat kosher food. You slaughter this way. You slaughter that way. You shake your love. You put tefillin. You think Hashem cares. It's without the mitzvot, you never be able to fulfill your obligation. If you do the mitzvot right, then you never lie. If you do the mitzvot right, never fight. He says, that's the goal in life. That's what a person has the obligation for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. So Chachamim said, you should know, this is the present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Naseh v'nishma united. Hashem said, now I'm going to tell you the story. Now you're going to read. I said, Hashem did this on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday. I says, those 7 days are equivalent to those angels. I says, whenever Hashem said this on Sunday, Monday, it says, it's a secret of creation. But this is, for example, Monday. Monday, Hashem made Rakia. I says, all day Monday, Hashem made a separation. It's a separation. You know what happened in separation? Says the Gemara, what happened in separation? Hashem divided the water upstairs. So, what are you trying to tell me? He divided. So, says the Gemara, said, no, Hashem created Gehenom on Monday. He says, what is it Monday? He says, Shulchan Aruch, don't do any transaction on Monday. It's not a good day. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, comes in Mechaber, it says, Monday. Don't do anything on Monday. Comes the Gemara, it tells us, you know, Wednesday. Wednesday, at Shnei Amorot HaGdolim, says the Gemara, you should know Wednesday is a bad day, says Shulchan Aruch. Don't do any transaction on Wednesday. Monday and Wednesday,
Don't do. Don't buy a house. Don't start your business. Don't do. So what's the problem exactly? What's the problem? Well, it says Monday Hashem made the rakia with the Gehinnom. Wednesday the sun, the moon had a fight with the sun. So what difference does it make? What does that make to you? It says Shulchan Aruch, don't do it. I said, what does it mean? What does it mean? Don't do it. What do you understand? It says Monday and Wednesday, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shows you something. He shows you there is kind of a fight. The Gemara, what fight? The Gemara says, "Ma'am elonim, ma'am tachtonim." The Gemara says, "The water under the rakia." Hashem told them, "Go down." I said, "We're not going down. We want to be upstairs." Hashem said, "Go down." So don't listen. Fight with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Here you read Parashat Noach, Dor HaPlaga. Dor HaPlaga, they're building a tower. It's waiting in a tower. We're going upstairs to fight Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They put a sword on the top of the tower. He said, "What? Are you for real?" He said, "I don't understand." Kulok Tata. You have to find somebody to fight with. Here comes the moon, fights with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Listen, I don't think it's right. Myself and my colleague, we are the same size." I said, "What is your business? What's your business?" Come Shulchan Aruch says, "Listen, Monday and Wednesday are bad days. Don't do any transaction. It's not good for you." I says, "Hashem made, and Hashem wrote in the Torah, the story is for you to learn what is good, what is bad." That's why Hashem divided it. And each day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu did something, that thing shines on the obligation of a person, the right to exist. It's not if you did this, okay, so big deal, so the moon said like this, so, and the water did like this. The one says, it's called Mayim Azim. It says, Mayim with Chutzpah. Mayim with Chutzpah. Hashem tells him, go down. He says, I'm not going down. What do you mean, not going down? What do you mean, not going down? You have Chutzpah. Chutzpah means you fight with somebody. It means, that's what I just said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Don't create those Chutzpahim. They have a chutzpah. It says that the Gemara says before Mashiach will come, chutzpah yazge. Says the Gemara says people have no respect for each other. People fight all over. In Parashat Korach, people fight. What's the story behind it? What the Torah wants to tell you? The Torah wants to tell you your obligation. Look how very big people can fall in a second, can lose everything in life. Korach says, Tzadik HaMarifah is supposed to be Kohen Gadol. The biggest guy was Korach. Tzadik. Shht. 1 minute he's down. Down the drain. So what happened? Fight with Moshe. So what's wrong with you? Not something about me. The angel said it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kulok Tata. He only wants to fight. The brothers cannot say hello to Yosef. What do you want from the guy? His father made him a garment. It's a big deal. So he can't say hello to him. What do you want from the guy? Nothing. That's what the angel said. Yetzerara is fighting, arguing, disrespect, stealing. It says, this is what the angel said. It says, this is our obligation. So this HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a present Sefer Bereshit called Sefer HaBrit. Like Moshe Sefer HaBrit, comes the Gemara and says, Moshe had the book of treaty. What is it called treaty? What treaty? The stories. Chasamba. You read the book. You read the book. No, the Torah says, no, you don't understand. Sefer Bereshit is Sefer HaBrit. This is the book of the treaty. What do you mean treaty with who? Treaty between you and Hashem. But it means the angels told Hashem, don't create, and Hashem did create it. So it means you have some kind of treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an obligation. Because Hashem said, he's going to make you, he's going to make you like him. And look what happened. Look what happened to you. He says, no, we're united. We have no fight. We have no fight. It's called Sefer HaBrit. He says, you're honest, and you're not honest people. You're 100% honest. You're 100% peace. I said, kindness, okay, big deal, kindness. I want me to be kind. But the angels that said, don't create. I said, kulo sheker. I said, kulo kshata. I said, that's the whole thing, Chachamim say. I said, that's the whole job. Before Mashiach will come. I says, you know, the Gemara says, that's what the main thing before Mashiach will come. People fight with each other. No respect. Kala b'chamota. I says, daughter-in-law with their mother-in-law. Fighting, embarrassing each other, says the Gemara, Chutzpah Yazga. And the Gemara says, Yoker Ma'amir, the charge of a tissue is no tissue in the box. The charge of a wine is no wine, it's water in the bottle. Have some coloring food. And he says, what happened? What happened? He says, it's a test. The test that you have the right to exist. It's not what's going to happen when Mashiach will come. And listen, Hashem going to do this. No. Hashem going to just look at you if you have the right to exist. It's not the scene. The scene only shows if you have the right to exist. Hashem doesn't care less, says the Gemara, if you slaughter from the neck or you slaughter from the back. If you put the filling, the filling means nothing. I says, all these things is just to put us on the right path
that we should be able to fulfill our obligation to look like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, look like an angel. We do it, Mashiach Kamar Amen.